Do you know that taking things without the owner's consent, even if he or she's right in front of you, is called stealing? Welcome, guys, to another episode of Talks with Susan. It's your girl, Susan, and today we'll be talking about Family Boundaries, Episode 1. Growing up in a black home, growing up with black parents, and you know what comes with it. So, if we should go back to my intro, you would notice I said, taking things without the owner's consent. So I would rephrase that now by saying, taking your parents' stuff without their consent, even if they're right in front of you, is called stealing. Do you know that? I'm sure we all don't know that, because apparently someone just called me a thief not long ago. I'll tell you all the story, because it's a real life story. It happened to me, and I'm still 350 shades of confused right now. So I would like to share with you guys, and you tell me what you think on my social media handles. You can get me on Twitter at Talks with Susan, and you can find me on Instagram at Susan_Peters04. That is Susan, SUSAN_PETERS, your number 0 and your number 4. Now let's get to it. I would give you all an example now, so I want you guys to go with me and comment, share your experiences about growing up in a black family, and let me know. Because we really need to talk about this. So, your mom is frying plantain. Okay, your mom has a plate full of plantain with her, and you all are talking, and you happen to take a piece of it, and you walk off. Then a family member calls you and says, hey, did you know you just stole that? And the first question you ask is, how? What did I steal? Then the family member goes ahead to ask you, did your mom give you the consent to take that? You say no. Did she ask you to? You say no. And then she says it with clarity, you just stole. Yeah, because that was what just happened to me, and I'm still confused. So thinking about it, I actually feel, if we were to put it that way, parents been stealing from us also, because a lot of times they'll pick our stuffs, give them out to people, use them without even telling us yes or no. Let me know in the comment section of my social media handles. So, a lot of times I would come back from an outing from school, anywhere, and then I would find some of my stuff missing. Then I'd ask my mom, Mama, what's up? I can't find this stuff. And then she'd say, oh, I gave it up, or I threw it away, or I used it. And I'd be like, Mom, you should have asked me. Typical African mom would say, ask you what? Who bought it for you? Then it's a you. Who gave you the money to even buy it? Mom, it's you now. Who even gave it to you? It's you, Mom. You know, they literally tell you the issue of your life, and it's not your place to tell them anything. And if you give them any reply they don't like, her, you say trash, you get trashed. That's the motto of the African family. So another example is when you're given money to buy probably a distant relative, your parent's friend or something, you hand money over to your mom. Okay, Mom, help me hold this money. If I need to get something, I'll come for it. We've all done that. So then you come back and ask your mom a week or two later, then, Mom, please, the money, I need to get something. The first thing they would ask is, what do you want to get? Then you explain to them, tell you, okay, go and get it now. And you'd say, Mom, the money is with you. Which money is that? If we've all been through this, I mean, raise your hand wherever you are. Just raise it, because it shouldn't go like this. You know? And then they'll tell you, okay, within that period of time, you did not eat. You did not buy biscuits. You did not buy sweet happy. You'd be like, I did, but they'll tell you it. School has resumed. Now, you said you wanted to buy one book. Won't you buy your Bible? Won't you buy a pen? Not pen. But Mom, those are your responsibilities. And they never short of answers. Mm-mm. No, not African parents. They will tell you. They were in a century whereby we help each other. Parents help their kids. Kids help their parents. And listen, I'm not against you helping parents. I'm not against kids helping parents or anything. But there are some decisions our parents make without our consent, which actually affects us. So I actually feel there should be some boundaries, because apparently they're setting their boundaries you can't touch their stuff without the permission, but can they touch ours? So my question today is, do you think parents taking their kids' stuff without their permissions is called stealing? Do you also think they're actually stealing from us, using our things without permissions? Let me know your answers on my social media handles. You can get me on Twitter at TalksWithSusan, and you can actually get me on Instagram at Susan_Peters04. Let me know what you think, as I'm telling you, we can't continue this way. You'd be eating and then your mom will just bring your food here. That bring your food, you know something is up. Be it the meat, they will cut out of it. Or even if you're eating the plantain, I made you as an example. You know Nigerian parents don't start with 2, 1. Mm-mm. They start from 3, 4, 5 like that, and then you can't say anything. My brother, you can't. You know, I mean, growing up in an African home is fun, is lively, and oh, but we've all got the downsides, because obviously they're gonna do things. It's just like, huh. And then that you know what's up. All right, guys, I'll wrap this podcast up. Let me know what you think, and like I said before, I would like to know your experiences also about living in an African home, because I actually feel we have more issues with the mothers than the dads, but my perspective might be different from yours. Like I said, let me know on my social media handles, and I'll be taking some messages. I'll be taking some special requests, so if you want to feature on the podcast, just let me know, and when I'm setting another one up, I'd let you know. I release podcasts twice a week, which are Monday and Wednesdays, but if the week goes well, I might as well release on a Friday. So stay safe, stay quarantined, follow health guidelines, because I don't want nobody dead. I love y'all. Mwah. Have a nice week ahead.